All power requires is a sympathetic, quote unquote, doctor in its pocket. And we can be diagnosed with almost anything. And as we've said, power loves to prove, quote unquote, we are deserving of mistreatment by demonstrating to its minions how easily we are duped. Power's general MO is contempt, because that is how they were treated as infants. In our August 9, 2015 show, we recalled the very insightful and prescient words of Gustav Landauer, who defined as the task of the socialists and their movement to, quote, loosen the hardening of hearts so that what lies buried may rise to the surface, so that what truly lives yet now seems dead may emerge and grow light. We recalled these words also in our July 28, 2013 show, which is included in written form in the PDF you can download free. It's one of three volumes, all of which you can download free, titled Reclaiming Our Leadership, Waking Up Radio Conversation. As the route to our common freedom lies through unity, it has been noted by many ancestors who want this for us, that this means that our route lies through mutual caring and empathy. As Gustav Landauer told us, as Christopher Fry told us, as Alice Miller is telling us, as all the ancestors who see that we must be the opposite of what we've been made to be under class have said, our route must lead to tenderness. What else but this could our future be if it's opposed to the frozen misery of centuries? And yes, it's in us, of course, it's in us, this state we manufacture fresh every day simply by not consciously renouncing it and turning to our always present tenderness. It's there for us the second we stop jumping on our leashes. Revisiting these words has reminded me that while we're focusing right now on the implications politically of our missing empathy, we come here as infants, as babies to the planet. We come here expecting to see around us what we are, love and power. That these in combination produce the empathy we need to reclaim our freedom. These elements that went missing when force robbed us of speech and understanding. And these words have also reminded me that we commoners know our way around some hard work, and that we'll go through a lot if the result is freedom.